This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We've got the breaking news story. The Department of Homeland Security has now canceled Obama's former policies concerning immigration and has ordered agents to expand deportations. Now, for the longest time now, and if you notice this, I was watching last night, it was like NBC or one of the news shows last night. I forget which one it was. They had a story about a woman at a college campus and how she was deathly afraid because of the fact that her parents had come to this country illegally and brought her along. And now that she was in college, she was definitely afraid of the fact that she could be now picked up. By the way, according to this order, this DHS order that is canceling Obama's former policies, Donald Trump has left DACA in place. Of course, DACA is for those children that were brought here by their parents at a very young age, and that no other life. Trump has actually said that that's a tough one for him because he has children and he feels a special connection to kids. He said he basically said I've got a heart amongst the things he said, and he said this is hard for me. I can't just throw the kids out. Okay. Going back to this this news story I was watching. So there's this young woman. She's a college student, and she says she's definitely afraid that she may indeed be swept up and deported. And as I was watching it, I thought to myself, well, that's like, let's turn it around here. Let's say you're on the run. You say you're a fugitive from justice, right? You're a fugitive from justice, and so you've made your way, you've been able to elude capture. But you got to know. There are, for instance, you see these stories all the time of so-and-so was wanted by the police and hid out and had a new life and was living in, South Dakota somewhere and created a new life, got married, had kids, and then the law catches up to them. And they always say, hey, you know what, I always kind of knew that, or in the back of my mind, it was always something that I knew could catch up to me, right? And this is no different, frankly. I mean, if you break the law, you got to know in the back of your mind, hey, this could all go horribly wrong for me someday. I could be, for whatever reason, caught. You know, even if you're living your life in the straight and narrow, the chances, you know, there's always that chance that you may get caught. And I was thinking that as I was watching the story, because this, you know, the blame is being placed upon the Trump administration. You know, Donald Trump wants to kick everybody out. And I just thought to myself, you know, hey, we're forgetting that the law has been broken. You see, the left has and the media have done a wonderful job, really, of making the, you know, what is deviant behavior. And when I mean deviant behavior, I mean, like, you've broken the law. And what and the media and the left has normalized. And if you think about it, they've done that with everything. Whether it's a transgender issue or any number of social justice issues. And I would say, for instance, transgender individuals, that is, it's deviant behavior. It just is, you know. It's not that I don't feel sorry for the psychological component of that, but it's deviant behavior. Now, the left, and here's my thought here, is the left has, and for the longest time, there's been this really just canard, which states that all immigrants, regardless of how you got here, like once you get here, you're good. No. You know, where do you draw the line in terms of the law? And they have done a masterful job of, again, bringing you into bizarro world. It's like I always say, there's these two separate alternative realities going on, right? And I like to call it bizarro world, the world of the media and the left. It really is bizarro world. So that they have normalized illegal behavior, deviant behavior, whatever you might want to call it, but that's the reality. The reality is that, and we forget this all the time, because again, if you speak in platitudes, right? And this is what the left is wonderful at doing, is speaking in platitudes. So, in fact, I got a clip that perfectly illustrates this point that I'm going to play for you in a little bit. But if you normalize deviant behavior or illegal behavior, and you keep telling me over and over and over again, that it's okay. After a while, that message resonates with people. So that they've forgotten the distinction between legal and illegal behavior. And that's where we're at right now. And I got to give credit to those forces that have continued to push this as this illegality as being somehow okay for this issue specifically. Now, if I said to you, hey, you know, so-and-so is committed tax evasion, or they robbed the bank, you wouldn't quibble. You wouldn't say, well, you know, maybe we shouldn't put him in jail because he had to feed his family to rob, you know, he had to feed his family, so maybe that's why he robbed the bank. Should we maybe just give this guy a break here? Where do you draw the line? That's the question. Where exactly do you draw the line? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Would you join me, please, in welcoming
me? Redeemer, full of courage.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Here's your ticket. I'm gonna get wicked. The crew to you to put the back to black attack. So I sack and tap and smack the Mac. Now I'm ready to mic it.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Where Homeland Security Secretary John F. Kelly officially ordered federal agents this week to begin arresting and deporting more illegal immigrants, releasing them from the handcuffs the Obama administration had imposed, and making headway on one of President Trump's chief campaign promises. Now, remember, this should not surprise anyone, frankly. This was what he said he was going to do. He ran on this. People voted on this. This was the cornerstone of his campaign. In fact, if you think about it, look what's happening all over Europe. Look what's happening in Germany, in Italy, in England, and Sweden. Yes, Sweden. By the way, Trump was right about Sweden. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. But people should not be surprised about this. He's going to leave, though, the Dreamers, the so-called Dreamers, under DACA are still exempt. But the DHS has been told that there are no longer any special classes of people that should be considered off limits for deportation. You see, here's the thing. If you don't like the law, then change the law. Don't go forum shopping to find some judge that's going to carve out some exception for you within the law. I heard, in fact, you've heard this so many times, but I heard this yesterday. I think it was a, again, I was watching the news, and it was like, I think it was a Catholic priest or something that was, oh, I know what it was. I know what it was. There are certain churches that are giving sanctuary to illegals. All over the country. And they were interviewing some Catholic priest, and he was saying, well, you know, what needs to happen is we need to have comprehensive immigration reform, and that has to happen, and Congress doesn't have the guts to pass comprehensive immigration reform. No, we don't need comprehensive immigration reform, actually. See, and it's gotten to the point where people don't even know what that means. I guarantee you that this Catholic priest parroting this talking point has no freaking clue what the hell that means. He just, everybody says, well, we need a comprehensive immigration reform. And by the way, are these churches that are keeping people in sanctuary, they need to lose their tax-exempt status, okay? Those caught at the border will be swiftly shipped back. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly has said, and he freed agents to target a broader universe of illegal immigrants for deportation from within the interior of the United States. The secretary also said the agents are still to give priority to those with criminal rap sheets, but are free to use discretion taken away from them in the Obama years to detain anyone they believe to be in the country illegally. It is not intended to produce mass roundups, a Homeland Security official said, briefing reporters on two new memos Mr. Kelly signed on Monday. The memos set the groundwork for building a wall and calling for hiring of 5,000 more Border Patrol agents, 10,000 more Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, ICE agents, and 500 more officers for the Air and Marine operations at Customs and Border Protection. Funding those priorities will depend on Congress. Although I heard today that Sean Spicer, in his briefing today, that he gave say that they don't need to go to Congress. They have the money already, i.e. that the money's already been budgeted and they're good. They don't need to. here's Richard Durbin. Listen to this. I love this. Because you know the Democrats are going to freak out about this. They're going to cry about it. They're going to rant and rave. They're going to protest. But really, if they want to have any significant action in this regard, they need to just change the law. Listen, here's what Richard Durbin said. We need an immediate public examination in Congress of these heavy-handed anti-family policies. The Senate should also pass the bill I've sponsored to repeal the mass deportation order. The Republican-controlled Congress has an urgent responsibility to do its constitutional duty and act as an independent check on President Trump. No! You need to enforce the law. How about, enforcing the law? How crazy is that? Huh? Because that's, and I've said this over and over again, and that's what the Trump administration has now said. The Trump administration has now said that we're going to enforce the law. How about we start enforcing the existing laws that are on the books? And they've actually even said, okay, listen, we're not going to go after the Dreamers right now. Okay? We're not going to go after the Dreamers. But we are going to enforce existing law. And if you don't like it, then change the law. By all means, change the law. But you can't pick and choose laws that you want to enforce. And again, the first thing that the left will do is talk about the children. What about the children? Again, you know, imagine you've committed a crime and you're before the judge and you're about to get sentenced and you say to the judge, well, Your Honor, you can't break up my family. I mean, what about the children? We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
T-shirts! It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. It's really amazing how immigration has become, and you're going to hear a lot about immigration. This week is going to be immigration week because not only do you have this order from DHS to start actually enforcing the law. Crazy. You've also got this travel ban coming down. Either it'll be this week or the beginning of next week. I expect that to come down in a minute. But again, you know, the left and the media want you to suspend your reality. And they want you to believe that anyone that comes here, once you make it here, you're good. You should be allowed to stay here, regardless of the fact that you might have broken the law. But what's amazing is that how this issue really is an issue, not just a domestic issue. Although I think that for Trump, I think it's important for this administration to, in fact, really go forward with their domestic agenda, frankly. And if they have success with their domestic agenda, then I think that a lot of this noise will go away. They need to just win. And by that I mean they need to just get to work and accomplish things. They've obviously accomplished a phenomenal amount in a short period of time, given that it's only been a month. But what's amazing is that how immigration has really I mean, it really has become the, I think, number one issue. And I think it's become the number one issue, not just here in America, but all over the world. Look, you're seeing the effects of these open border policies, for instance, in places like, again, Sweden, Germany, France, Spain, England. So this issue, even though, look, we've been told by the open borders crowd, the globalist crowd, that you can't talk about this because everybody's for, you know, open borders, right? And yet we come to find that Trump tapped into something. When he came down that escalator, and when he was talking about immigration and how important it was for us to really take a look at our immigration policies. And not just, you know, let's pass comprehensive immigration reform BS. But, you know, hey, how about we just enforce the existing laws of this country? Because if you look at, why did Donald Trump win? He won because of, I would say, immigration. You know, you could say it's because he was able to capture that white working class voter that is, you know, living in Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania or Ohio. But that's just a portion of it. Because those voters, also to them, immigration was important, i.e., because they looked at it as an economic issue and as a security issue. So then when Donald Trump said what he said, for instance, about Mexico and building a wall, people got it. They understood that. Because not only was it a domestic security issue component to it, it was also an economic message. I.e., these people are taking jobs away from us. And I suspect that within the black community, too, that message resonated. In fact, we've seen that from some of the backlash within the black community about things like, for instance, sanctuary cities and what have you. But this is an issue, frankly, that the global elites and the elites within this country, and I include, when I talk about the elites, I also am talking about, you know, media elites, corporate elites, and what have you, that aren't affected by illegal immigration to the extent that, you know, maybe they are because of their, you know, housekeeper or gardener. But they don't have to worry, number one, because they live in gated communities. And number two, because they're not vying for jobs. They're not competing for jobs with these people that are coming here illegally and that are undercutting the labor market here. So, and this is really, I think, the crux of, you know, one of the major reasons why Donald Trump won, and I think one of the major reasons why you're seeing this movement resonate throughout the world, i.e., look at, in France, Le Pen is now leading. By the way, did you see this? You see this, Marie Le Pen, she was scheduled to meet with the Grand Mufti of Lebanon and was set to go into a meeting, and she was told that she had to wear a headscarf. And she's like, no, I'm not wearing a headscarf. And they're like, well, you can't meet with the Grand Mufti if you don't wear a headscarf. So Marie Le Pen was like, all right, cool. I guess I'm not meeting with him. Tell him I'm sorry, but we're not meeting. She turned around and walked out. and good for her. But here's the deal. You know, and this has been said often, but it bears repeating them. You know, look, the Democrat Party, they don't care about immigrants. They care about voters and winning elections. And the Republican Party doesn't care about comprehensive immigration reform. My God. They want cheap labor. So both parties are really exploiting, if you think about it, the illegal immigrant for their own purposes. And Donald Trump was really the only one that kind of came in and said, hey, whoa. Because before that, the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, they didn't really care about the actual people in this country. They were looking for whether it was cheap labor or future undocumented Democrats. That's what they were looking for, and that's all they cared about. And so you've got these movements throughout the world like Brexit, like what's happening in Western Europe, what's happening really all over the world. And Donald Trump was able to articulate that where no one else was, that none of the other 16 individuals that ran against him, because they were afraid, you know, because they were told, don't talk about immigration, because that's a loser argument. You're going to lose if you talk about it. Well, Trump came in and wrecked that whole thing. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Don't give it a backup. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Hold your hands up.
Welcome back to the show. We've got Patrick Gavin joining us now from Talk Media News out of Washington, D.C. Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Patrick, we have another Dork Fest going on later this week, which is, of course, CPAC. Are you planning on attending that gathering?
I am, but does that mean that I'm a dork?
Yes.
Yeah, probably right. Yes, I'll be there, sadly, for better or for worse.
Well, don't feel bad, because I'll be there, too, as well.
All right, good.
All right. So what's happening in Washington? What can we expect in the now that we've gone through the first month? I know that a lot of people think it is been the first year, but it's only been a month. I just want to remind people it's only been a month. But I got to tell you, it feels like Christmas every single day, Patrick.
In a sense that you've got something to talk about?
Well, that, and, I think a lot of people are pretty happy. Again, if you get outside of Washington, though, Patrick, you've got to leave D.C., and you got to leave, Fairfax and Chevy Chase and... really go into America. And I think most people are pretty happy about what's going on. What say you?
Well, I think you're right. I think that, a lot of people here in D.C., as you kind of correctly noted how famously out of touch we are, I think a lot of people here are really surprised at how well President Trump's poll numbers have held up, or at the very least have not dropped. And I think what's interesting is, you're right. It's only been a month. I think people here in D.C. feel like it's been – at least a year, mostly because of the sheer volume of news and events and coverage and the things that are happening at sort of breakneck speed, which people who are not used to that. But I think it's interesting to take a look at perhaps what we can expect from month two. I think even the Trump administration will probably be the first to admit that, they would like for month two to be maybe not more calm in terms of action, but calm in terms of sort of these side stories that are either caused by themselves or caused by the press, sort of frothing at the mouth or whatever it is. And so month two is going to be interesting because now we're sort of heading out of the transition period and heading into, where the real rubber meets the road. And I think that you're going to see Mr. Trump lay out his agenda before Congress really for the first time, sort of like a State of the Union. And really talk about what are the specifics of reforming healthcare? What are the specifics of immigration policy? what kind of role does he want Congress to have in all this stuff? And so I think you're going to see a much more less dramatic second month and much more substantive second month. And I think that's probably good for everybody.
Yeah, and I also noticed today, I don't know if you noticed this today in the press briefing that Sean Spicer gave, he seemed a little more relaxed, a little more chilled out. He wasn't as caustic, I think, with some of the members of the media. He was actually kind of cracking jokes. It's my understanding that that's kind of like how he is in person. And so the Sean Spicer that maybe we've been seeing hasn't necessarily been the real Sean Spicer. And I think maybe he's kind of like a little more – I noticed today he's a little more relaxed in terms of, dealing with the presser today and dealing with the media. And I suspect that that's probably happening with everybody in the staff. Look, it's a new job. It's a daunting thing to be, to work in the White House. And I think a lot of people just need to, especially within the Washington Press Corps, they just need to just chill out, I think. Right?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, what's funny about sort of the Sean Spicer rollout is, as you may know, or so many people here in D.C. know, I mean, he's an incredibly affable, nice, well-liked guy. And
right.
I think that very first press conference, I mean, it wasn't really a press conference because there were no questions, where he sort of railed at the media about the inauguration crowd size. I mean, he even, there's a profile of him in CNN. I'm not quite sure he had directly admitted it, but quote-unquote sources close to him. He admitted that he kind of got off to a bad start. And you're right. I mean, these guys are all tired from the campaign. They don't get a break. They don't totally know what they're doing, understandably. They're all jockeying for position. They're all terrified about their job security. You have to. And, of course, they're imbued with all this power now. So I do think you have to cut them a little bit of slack. And you're right. I think that Sean is sort of growing into the role. I think he's sort of walking that really difficult line between satisfying his boss, which is his number one job, and then, a distant number seven is satisfying the press corps. But he does have to do both those things, and I think he's doing a much better job.
Right. I think he's getting better at it. I mean, I remember talking to somebody actually on inauguration night, telling me that, and this was kind of an insider person telling me, listen, Sean Spicer's not going to last. He's out. I was like, what, are you kidding me? They're like, no, he's gone. He's not going to last. But, you hear that, those kind of stories all the time with every White House. You hear about the, the infighting and people going in and out all the time. So, and especially because, I think Trump likes within his, within his staff, he likes kind of like that bunker mentality. He kind of likes that Game of Thrones deal where people take each other out. He doesn't mind that.
No, that's right. And I even noticed something over the weekend. Maybe it was down at Mar-a-Lago that Laura Ingraham was spotted with Trump, who was kind of like the number one, number two pick to be press secretary. So, right, I mean, just when you think Sean Spicer can take a breather, all of a sudden he's got his former, competitor for the White House press podium now hanging out with his boss again. I'm sure he's like, oh, come on, throw me a break here. I thought I had some job security. So you're right. That does seem to be a little bit how Mr. Trump operates. But, no press secretary. Like, I would say maybe with the exception of Tony Snow, like nobody really hit the ground running, amazingly, just a total natural pro at it. Some people are really calm and subdued, like a Scott McClellan. Some people are sort of more boisterous as Spicer came out doing. Some are more wonkish, like Josh Earnest. So no one, hits a home run right at bat. And you're right, even though we're all accustomed to how fast things move, I mean, it's been 28 days. We gotta give this guy a chance to get his sea legs together.
Right. And I think really what he's done is he is implementing, his agenda, what he said, like, for instance, today, the announcement that DHS is going to expand deportations. It shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. He said he was going to do that. All the things that he said he was going to do, he's starting to implement. So it should come as no surprise to anyone. Elections, to quote Barack Obama, elections have consequences. So John McCain, Trump won, okay? Go home, you're drunk.
Well, and I think that's your point. It's a sad state of affairs here in D.C., the fact that when someone actually does do what they say, we're all shocked.
Right.
No one ever does, and nothing ever really, truly gets done. And if, like Mr. Trump or not like Mr. Trump, if he does, if he is successful in enabling the agenda that he espoused and is consistent with his campaign promises, I mean, he will go down as a historical anomaly and someone who would really, you know, shock people by the fact that he actually lived up to what he said. So, you know, and to be honest, it's kind of it's on him to do it. He has all three branches of government. He's in an incredible position to enact his agenda. He largely has the Republican Party that supports him. You know, there's no natural Democratic, you know, there's no Barack Obama anymore sort of lingering in the Senate. There's no, you know, sort of natural heir apparent to the White House. So, you know, if Trump can't get it done, you know, to a certain degree, he only has himself to blame. I mean, Democrats, you know, can certainly be obstructionists if they want to. But, yeah, he's got a real opportunity to sort of, you know, upend these traditional norms of, in D.C., of how people never do what they say, and even if they do what they say, you know, they're not successful in actually enacting any real policy changes.
Right, because I think it's because they always owe somebody something, and they got to, you know, they have so many people pulling at them, and you know, Trump doesn't have any of that. He doesn't owe anybody anything, and he's a businessman, and I think that's how he's going to approach, you know, going forward, enacting his agenda. So, you know, we'll see. I think... I feel pretty positive about, you know, what's going to happen going forward. All right. Well, listen, Pat, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. And we will talk to you soon, and I'm probably going to see you at CPAC. All right, buddy?
You bet. I'll see you there.
All right. Thanks. Take care. The madness and the mayhem and, yes, the manhood returns in a moment. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thank you for tuning in to the...
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.